Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Today on Studio Tulsa, the host of Public Radio Tulsa's newest music programs offer some musical recommendations for some of the best recordings in their genres for 2017, and also gift ideas for the music lover on your holiday gift list. A little later, we'll hear from the host of the new program, Classical Tulsa. Beginning Fridays at noon in 2018 on Classical 88.7, our sister station, host and musicologist Jason Heilman will present an in-depth look at the music being performed locally here in our community. But first, host Dennis McGilvery premiered the Rhythm Atlas back in September here on Public Radio 89.5, Sunday evenings at 6, with an infectious blend of music from Africa, the Caribbean, Central and South America, as well as regional and ethnic music here in America. He joins us to offer up several gift ideas and great music from musical performers from around the world today on Studio Tulsa. Dennis, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Yeah, and congratulations on the Rhythm Atlas. It's been a great addition to Public Radio Tulsa, Sundays at 6. And what I found listening to your show, I sort of like world music, I always thought, but when I'm listening to your show, I'm liking everything I hear. And it's made me sort of reappreciate music from around the world. And I guess if you have a music lover on your holiday gift list that has all the, you know, the rock catalogs and all the jazz and everything, maybe world music is the way to go this year. So you have some great world music gift ideas.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. There's so much amazing music out there, and I spend a lot of time pouring over it during the year, and there's a really wonderful array of music for people that might want to stretch their listening a little bit and see what else is out there from outside their normal listening habits, maybe.
And today you've brought, two pieces from one particular African culture, but a couple other pieces from a variety of cultures. What's first on your list?
Right. The first thing I brought was an album that was released on the World Circuit Records label out of the UK. It's by Trio de Cali and Kronos Quartet, a collaboration album called La Dilican. And it's an album that is making many best of lists for the best world music albums of 2017. Trio de Cali is a group of three musicians from Mali who come from a long heritage of music making in Malian culture. Two of the performers' families are prominent Mali musicians, and working with the Kronos Quartet gives it this wonderful sound.
Yeah, well, and the Kronos Quartet themselves have long reached out to a lot of different collaborators from a variety of cultures, from, say, Central Asia to tango in Argentina to various African cultures,
right,
to South American cultures. And I guess this is their latest effort in this phase, right?
Yes, they've made many albums with different performers from around the world throughout their long career.
So what do you like particularly about this one? What stands out?
So this album, the singer in the band, Hawa Diabate, she has a wonderful voice. One of the musicians of Kronos Quartet said that's what first drew them to Trio de Cali, was hearing her voice, and it reminded him of the gospel singer Mahalia Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah. And they were like, okay, well, let's see what we can do with them. And they also, the other performers in the band, play balafon, which is a wooden xylophone-type instrument, which you'll hear in the song we play. It just has a great sound. And ngoni, which is a lute-like stringed instrument has a long, both of those instruments have centuries-long traditions in Malian culture.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, is the balafon, it's a wooden xylophone that usually you play on the ground and you dig a hole underneath it. Is that how a balafon works?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
interesting. So let's hear, what's the track we're going to hear?
The track is called Eyaye.
All right, here's Trio de Cali and the Kronos Quartet. Thank you. That's music by the Trio de Cali and Kronos Quartet, one of the best of the year and one of Dennis McGilvery's music gift recommendations for the music lover on your list. What's next?
Next, we have something from Aurelio from his new album, Durandi, put out by Real World Records this year. And Aurelio is a member of the Garifuna people who live in Central America on the East Coast. And they are descendants of enslaved Africans who came from the island of St. Vincent and then were removed to Central America. And they play a style of music called paranda, which is very guitar-oriented. And they're actually speaking in an African-based language.
It's sort of a dialogue that combines Spanish and this African dialect?
Yeah, I believe it's a mixture of Hispanic and African languages there. So Aurelio has a wonderful voice and a great guitar player. And on this track, he's got an electric guitarist playing along with him that just has this wonderful twangy sound to it. It gives it this driving rhythm. It's very vibrant music. And this album of his called Durandi is recordings of songs that he has put out on albums previously, most of them. And he has reworked them. And it's mostly a live recording done in the studio. So even people that might be familiar with his music, if you are at all, these songs will sound new and fresh to you.
So they're kind of like a remix, if you will.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a greatest hits package of his. Just a wonderful, fresh sound.
Okay, the name of the album is...
Durandi.
Durandi, and the cut we're going to hear?
We're going to hear the track Dondo.
By Aurelio.
Sagari por la salud, todo ya jugó al la manu, Catili es una sala, ay de nube. Ay, Sagari por la salud, todo ya jugó al la manu, Catili es una sala, ay de nube. Y alugaba.
That's music by Aurelio, one of the suggested recommendations for world music gifts from our host of Rhythm Atlas here on Public Radio Tulsa, Dennis McGilvery, which you can hear Sunday at 6 as he features cultures near and wide. I've been surprised. I mean, everything from Eastern Europe. I know that I've heard some Scandinavian music as well as a lot of West African music and South American music and Central American music on the show. What's your third selection?
We're going to head back to Mali for another track here. There are so many great musicians and performers coming out of Mali these days. And this is from singer Omu Sangare from her new album, Magoya.
And what do you love about her voice?
Yeah, she is just a fantastic singer. She's made many albums, and she has a great band backing her up on this. Most of the album is very vibrant, kind of high-energy music. She has the Afrobeat drummer Tony Allen playing with her on several tracks on this album. Tony Allen was the drummer for Fela Kuti for decades and one of the premier musicians that's come out of Africa and still going strong today.
All right, well, let's hear a little bit of Omu Sangare. What's the name of this tune again?
The name of this tune is Fajamu.
Thank you.
the music of Omu Sangare, one of Dennis McGilvery's World Music Gift Recommendations for 2017. He's the host of the new program Rhythm Atlas. And now you have one other gift suggestion. I think this is for the music lover that's really wanting to learn more about world beat and world music. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, if you have somebody that you think might really want to build their world music library, this is something for them. The World Music Network is a record label out of the UK dedicated to music from around the world, and they're the creators of the Rough Guides album compilation series that were made as kind of a companion to the Rough Guide travel series.
And so this would be like you could buy a travel guide, and then all of a sudden you're going to go, say, to Sub-Saharan West Africa, and they would have a Sub-Saharan right. West African music compilation.
Yeah, they right. actually do have a rough guide to Saharan music in their catalog.
Right.
And so they have compilations from cultures and regions all over the world, the Rough Guide to African Guitar Legends, for example, the Rough Guide to Salsa Divas, the Rough Guide to Gypsy Music, the Mediterranean, and on and on. And this subscription series, you can subscribe to either a package with 10 albums, 20 albums, or 30 albums, either as digital downloads or CDs.
They just come to you through the year?
You can choose a couple of albums per month, uh-huh. and you go through their catalog of some 300 albums, and it's a great deal because all of the packages run about 50% off the retail price that you'd be paying for these albums from a retailer.
Do we have an example of some music?
Yeah, we have something from one of their compilations that I like a lot. It's called The Rough Guide to Flamenco Guitar. And we can listen to something by flamenco guitarist Pepe Justicia. This is the song Sierra Magica.
Music of Pepe Justicia from the Rough Guide to Flamenco Guitar, which is a subscription service, which you can do as digital downloads for the real world music lover. But it really, it's very reasonable. We're talking like about $45 for 10 albums?
For 10 albums, yeah. The price goes up. It's about $80 for 20 albums and $110 for 30 albums. That's the digital download series. It's a little more if you want to choose actual physical CDs, which get mailed to you.
And that's, once again, the World Music Network is the way to find that.
Yeah, worldmusic.net is their website.
Will we be hearing a couple of these selections on your New Year's Eve show, which you're going to be showcasing the best of 2017?
Yes, there's going to be some of these tracks and about 10 more. We'll do about a dozen of the best songs, world music songs of 2017. It's going to be hard to limit it to that. We may have to bleed over into the next week to feature some more.
And of course, you'll have some holiday music from around the world coming up this Sunday on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Listen for the Rhythm Atlas Sundays at 6. Dennis, thanks very much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Rich.
Dennis McGilvery, host of The Rhythm Atlas, heard Sunday evenings at 6 here on Public Radio 89.5 with his gift recommendations for the adventurous music lover on your holiday gift-giving list. You're listening to Studio Tulsa. Up next, we'll hear from the host of the new program, Classical Tulsa, We had a preview last Friday on our sister station, Classical 88.7, and beginning Fridays at noon in 2018, host and local musicologist Jason Heilman will present in-depth looks at the music being performed locally in Tulsa, previews of symphony, chamber music, and solo performances in the classical genre. He joins us now with some of his gift recommendations for some of the best classical recordings in 2017. Jason Heilman, welcome to Studio Tulsa, and welcome to Public Radio Tulsa.
Thanks, Rich. I'm glad to be here.
Of course, you'll be hosting Classical Tulsa beginning in 2018, the first Friday of the new year on Classical 88.7, Fridays at noon. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, the show is going to preview the live concerts that are taking place here in Tulsa. There's really a lot of music going on in Tulsa, and more than really it's easy to keep track of. And so I'd like to just introduce people to what's going on, maybe play a few tracks that are inspired by the concert so that you can kind of know before you buy on each of these concerts coming up.
And I guess you're also going to expose people to some of the people who are making music in the community as well.
Exactly. We'll hear from some of the local music makers and some of the guest artists coming in. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be exciting.
As am I. And we look forward to that. That'll be Friday at noon on our sister station, Classical 88.7. But today you brought a few discs for some holiday gift ideas. What's first on your list?
Yeah, I was just looking at the discs that came out this year that I particularly liked. And so I've got three examples for us today. One is a disc that just came out in September. It's from the Danish String Quartet. It actually came out at about the same time they came to visit here in Tulsa. The disc's called Last Leaf. It is their follow-up CD to a 2014 release of Scandinavian folk music that was hugely popular. And so it was only a matter of time till they came up with a sequel.
And it seems like they played some of this music when they were here in Tulsa, too.
Yes, indeed. A few of these tracks actually featured on their live performance here in Tulsa. Last Leaf, their latest CD, is a little different from their first one. It's not quite as raucous or boisterous. It's a little bit more introspective, melancholy at times. May not be the best disc for your seasonal affective disorder, but it's a great deep listening experience. I was actually just listening to it again today, and I think it's really rewarding thing to come back to.
So what are we going to hear from this album?
Well, it's not all slow tracks. There's actually a few up-tempo pieces, and one of them is this polska, a Swedish dance originally written for fiddles that's been re-rendered by the Danish String Quartet in their inimitable style.
All right. Well, let's hear a little bit of that. This is the Danish String Quartet from the new album. What's the new album called?
Last Leaf.
Music by the Danish String Quartet, one of three selections by Jason Heilman, our new host of Classical Tulsa, which will be beginning in 2018 on Classical 88.7. What's next on your list?
Well, my next favorite disc of this year came out earlier in the spring. It's called Azul. It is a disc by The Knights, which is a brand new chamber orchestra that was founded by Eric Jacobson, who was the former cellist from Brooklyn Rider. And he is their founder and conductor and has been leading them on actually quite a few adventuresome programs lately. And this one features cellist Yo-Yo Ma playing the title track, which is a cello concerto by the Argentine-American composer Osvaldo Goliov. Goliov is really famous for blending a lot of different world music styles into his classical music. There's a lot of Argentine music in this piece. There's a lot of Middle Eastern sounds in this piece. So it's really a fascinating album.
Well, what do you like best about this particular orchestra? Because, you know, as you well know, in New York, there's all sorts of freelance orchestras. What's particularly interesting about the Knights?
Well, the Knights have really carved out an identity out of being a young and maybe a hungry ensemble that's trying to expand the bounds of what classical music can be, what orchestral music can be. And this album does a good job of that. In addition to the title concerto, there's also several other pieces that create a nice collage. There is a suite of pieces by Sufjan Stevens, who's really having a moment right now. He is he's composed a few songs for the new movie Call Me By Your Name. That's really becoming popular. There's also a movement, or an aria, I should say, from Dvorak's opera Rusalka, also featuring Yo-Yo Ma. It's the Song to the Moon aria.
Why don't we hear that?
Yeah, sure.
This is from the new recording of The Nights from their new album titled Azul. That's music from Dvorak's opera Rusalka, as played by Yo-Yo Ma and The Nights, one of the selections from Jason Hyland, the new host of Classical Tulsa, which will begin in 2018, Fridays at noon here on Classical 88.7. Now, the last selection is a box set. So this is obviously for a serious classical lover. And what was the box set you're holding?
Well, you know, this year there are box sets and there are box sets. And this we are in the era of the mega classical box set. Just not that long ago, Deutsche Grammophon released the complete recordings of Herbert von Karajan on 355 CDs, retailing for about $1,000, which is, there's a lot of sticker shock there, but when you stop and think about it, that's actually a pretty reasonable price for 355 CDs.
But who has the time to listen?
Exactly. I think if I had that box set, I would go into a catatonic state of shock. There are also more reasonable box sets, and so I brought one of those that just came out this year. It is actually the complete recordings of Seiji Ozawa with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And these date from that time in the 1960s when Ozawa was the conductor of the Ravinia Festival. It's kind of the interregnum in the Chicago Symphony. There was the famous years when Fritz Reiner was the conductor in the 50s and early 60s, and then George Schulte took over in 1969. And there's these kind of lost years for the Chicago Symphony when they weren't really part of the American consciousness in the same way.
You know, James Levine was also doing a lot of conducting with Chicago in that time as well. And Seiji Ozawa, we think of him as the Boston Symphony Orchestra conductor, where he was for many, many years. So this was probably when he was sort of like a rising star, right?
Yes, this is very early in his career. And this six-disc box set actually features what I can describe as a precocious young child on the cover, an extremely young Seiji Ozawa, but a very musically forceful Seiji Ozawa. These are some fantastic recordings. And this idea that the Chicago Symphony somehow entered a lull after the death of Fritz Reiner is totally belied by these six albums, which run the gamut from Peter Serkin playing Bartok piano concertos to Pictures at an Exhibition to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, Schubert's Unfinished, Tchaikovsky Five. And my favorite recording actually on this is probably my favorite recording of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring anywhere. It's just really fantastic how dance-like it is, but also how clear and detailed it is. And Seiji Ozawa, in his 30s, was able to get some fantastic playing from the Chicago Symphony.
So this sounds like the box set is for somebody who is obviously a classical music lover, but loves the idea of hearing a lot of different repertoire and a lot of standard repertoire in this box set as well.
Yeah, it's actually a bit of an instant record collection. And the best part is it retails for only about $35 for six discs. So it's actually fairly reasonable.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit of The Rite of Spring with Seiji Ozawa and the Chicago Symphony. Thank you. music by Seiji Ozawa with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, playing a little bit of Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring, part of a 6-disc box set that's available. And one of 3 recommendations by our new host of Classical Tulsa, which will begin the first Friday in January on Classical 88.7, Friday at noon. Classical Tulsa, we look forward to the full debut of the program, and look forward to hearing more recommendations from you as the new year progresses. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Jason Heilman, the host of the new program Classical Tulsa, which makes its formal debut Friday, January 5th at noon on Classical 88.7, with his selections for the best classical recordings of 2017. For more information on our host's musical recommendations, visit our website at publicradiotulsa.org and look for Studio Tulsa. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory, and I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.